Staff at the Air District had recommended forcing the Chevron and PBF refineries to install wet scrubbers on their units that convert heavy crude oil into gasoline. They'd have 5 years in which to make the change. Emeryville City Councilmember John Bowders, who's a member of the board, made the motion to recommend adoption after public testimony earlier this morning. That testimony included both supporters and opponents to the proposed rule.
We've been told that gas prices will skyrocket, jobs will be eliminated, economic chaos will ensue if we pass this amendment. But meanwhile, in 2020, the top five executives at Chevron alone pocketed $65 million. They increased their dividends to shareholders by 8%, giving $9.7 billion back to investors. And at the end of the year, they held $240 billion in total assets. If refineries cannot afford to invest in improving our air quality, it is almost exclusively due to their own choice.
The Valero refinery in Benicia has already installed a wet scrubber. Benicia's mayor, Steve Young, testified the city has reaped the benefits of the cleaner technology.
Valero installed the wet gas scrubber in 2010, and emissions data since then has shown a significant reduction in the overall emissions of criteria pollutants. It's past time to do the right thing for clean air in the entire Bay Area.
Unions at the refineries warn that forcing the cleaner technology could lead the refineries to shut down or otherwise shed jobs. Chris Snyder is with Operating Engineers Local 3, representing about 5,000 union workers in the East Bay.
We don't need any more of the refineries to shut down because these are some of the best paying jobs in the Bay Area. There were some of the most union high union density jobs, private sector jobs in the country. They're paying good wages. Our members rely on them. We have a majority of our apprenticeship hours are minorities.
Snyder said that the alternative cleanup proposal by the refineries would still result in some emissions cleanup while not endangering union jobs. Other union workers pointed to the 2020 shutdown of the Marathon refinery in Martinez, causing job losses. But SEIU Local 10-1 representatives pointed to research by UCLA, which said that requiring the cleaner technology will create jobs and is highly unlikely to lead to a refinery shutdown. Martha Hawthorne said she's a registered nurse and co-chair of SEIU 10-1's Climate Justice Committee.
I speak in solidarity with our 60,000 members all over Northern California in SEIU 10-1, so many of whom live and or work in Richmond. And they've told me they need these stringent amendments. I speak for millions of my fellow concerned Bay Area citizens who desperately need cleaner air.
Bay Area pediatricians who treat asthma among children in frontline communities near the refineries and other doctors also urged the Air District to adopt the stricter standards. So did religious leaders like Will McGarvey, executive director of the Interfaith Council of Contra Costa County.
And I really think that it's about time, after 100 years of these refineries and other polluting industries, that the people who live near them, many of them poor, a significant number of them people of color, be given the right to be able to breathe clean air. It's an environmental justice issue. It's an eco-racism issue.
I'm Eileen Alfandary for KPFA News.